And our final question we've got from Sean Peterson, who says, what would a propeller-drive plane do in space? He recently watched a Doctor Who episode, which isn't real, I have to say.
Oh, isn't it?
No,
oh,
it's not.
I'm and disappointed.
I am too.
Sorry, everyone. But at one point, they send a World War II aircraft into space. And his question is, what would be the effect on an aircraft like that if you turned on a high-powered propeller in zero-G? What do you reckon?
So if you've got a Spitfire with one prop at the front, let's get over the idea that you actually need air, oxygen, to burn the fuel to make the engine go around. That aside, as soon as you start the propeller going around one way, the plane itself is going to start turning the opposite way. There's going to be this reverse reaction to it.
Because there's no air for it to push against.
Yeah, there's no air for the propeller to push against. You might get a bit of forward motion from exhaust coming from the engine pushing out towards the back. But overall, I think the main motion is going to be that the plane is going to start going round in the opposite direction to the prop.
Dizzying ride, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to make you sick.
Mark, thank you very much. And if you'd like to send us a question, or indeed if you would like to contribute to any of the questions we've already answered, then please send them in. We love hearing from you. chris@thenakedscientist.com is the email address. You can also tweet @nakedscientists, or you can go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thenakedscientists. Cap.
Well, all that talk of space and flying around actually leads us very nicely onto our main topic of the week, because we sent our resident naked astronomer, Dominic Ford, to the UK's National Astronomy Meeting in St Andrews, Scotland.